Hey guys, it is Javier Aviles, and today I'm going to be talking about the impact of the Harlem Renaissance in the African American culture. First of all, when did the Harlem Renaissance start? It started from 1918 to 1937. The Harlem Renaissance was really what you would call a blossoming of African American culture, particularly in the creative arts, the literature, the music, and it was the most influential movement in African American literary history. It embraced what was literary, musical, theatrical, and visual arts, and participants sought to make and break the stereotypes of the what you would call the Negro, the blacks, from the white stereotypes that had influenced black people's relationship to the heritage and to each other. Just imagine how you would feel that everything you did or wanted to do, you had a stereotype to back it up. People thought less of you, not because of the things you did, but by the skin of your color. That's how these people felt. And the Harlem Renaissance was a breaking point for them. They said, no more, we gotta break this. And then influential artists, musicians, literature arts, authors, they broke this. They came from the shadows and started doing work in New York. This was not only in New York, but it was based on it. Like, all the most important stuff happened here in New York because it's where it started. These authors and musicians, one of the most known, like Duke Ellington, they influenced what is our culture, jazz, music. They influenced all of this, and they were black because they wanted to break that stereotype. They wanted people to know, yes, I'm black, I'm proud, and I don't have to be white or change how I am to be good and great in America. These authors and musicians, they all sought to break free of like the Victorian moral values, and they wanted to break those stereotypes that were put to them. They wanted to be seen not by the stereotypes and their color, but they wanted to be seen by the work ethic they did, and how that no matter the skin, the color that I have, how I look, my lips, my eyes, my skin tone, no matter what I have or I am, that doesn't matter. What should matter is the things that I do. I should be judged by my work ethic and not by the skin of my color. And I am not ashamed of the color that I have. This is what these authors and musicians did. They influenced the black community and they influenced them to be free for themselves and think for themselves and not be afraid to show how they are and express themselves. There was this huge, huge impact for the black community, and the white people started to see that. The movement really laid the groundwork for all the later African American literature and had an enormous impact on the subsequent black literature and consciousness worldwide. The Harlem Renaissance impacted the whole world because it showed that the black community is not going to be let down and it's not going to be focused on a stereotype. No, they're going to rise up and show the world that they're more than just slaves, people that can't work because they can do more, is that they were not given the opportunity to do so. And when they were given the opportunity, they shined. And like I said, the Renaissance was not confined only to the district of New York City. The Harlem Renaissance attracted a remarkable concentration of intellectual people and talented people that served the symbolic capital of this cultural awakening. So just to recapitalize, the Harlem Renaissance was from 1918 to 1937. It was a wake and a blossoming of African American culture, and it influenced later movements and influenced the African American literary history from the United States. And it impacted the whole world, and it showed that the black people can rise up, and they also have the talent to do what the white men can do. They just need the resources. And we should not, and they should not, be judged by the skin of the color, the tone of their skin, their lips, their eyes, their hair. No, they should be judged by the work ethic and what they do and what they influence and take to other people. And that's something that we have to take for ourselves too. And it should be right now in the present time. Let's not judge people by the colors, if not by the work ethic. Thank you all for listening to my podcast. This is Javier Aviles for you. Goodbye. Have a wonderful evening.